Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So here we are, the week of the inauguration of the next president of the United States, Donald Trump, who is also the former president of the United States. This has only happened once before in American history, when President Grover Cleveland served a first term, was not reelected, and then reelected to a second term. So very, very interesting times going on. In many ways, these are very dark times. There's a lot of challenges going on, and in dark times, we need to fight evil with the best weapons we have. The Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is certainly one of the most powerful. It's led to amazing things in my life, moral conversion. I've seen so many conversions around me by praying the Rosary. My sister, she has an amazing testimony of coming out of a homosexual lifestyle and drugs and suicidal things, and the Rosary very much played a role in her coming out of that and coming to the Catholic faith. So we absolutely love the Rosary here at Eternal Christendom. So the Great Rosary Campaign is our year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. And as you've seen us do for now a number of months, we announce a weekly call to pray for specific fallen-away Catholics, non-Catholics, hoping for their conversion and for wisdom and for guidance from God. And if they're not in the fullness of the faith in the church, to come to it. And if they're in the church, but maybe not living according to church teaching and causing public scandal, that they hopefully repent of that. So you can go to greatrosarycampaign.com to receive updates on who our next prayer targets are in your inbox. So obviously this week, our prayer target is obvious. I shouldn't have said obvious twice, but it should be very obvious indeed. And it's President-elect Donald Trump, who is being inaugurated this week, who's being inaugurated tomorrow, actually. And so the suggested penance for him is going to be the suggested penance that we had for Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, which was to pray Solomon's Prayer for Wisdom for the President-elect. And that comes from 1 Kings 3, 9 through 12. And this is the words of Solomon. He's saying to God, quote, "Give thy servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, thy great people?" Unquote. And then the verse continues, "It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. And God said to him, quote, because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you." Unquote. So we want to pray this for President Donald Trump. He is embarking on the second most arduous office on the planet. I would say the first is the successor of St. Peter in Rome, the Pope, which is the highest office on the planet. But the highest temporal office on the planet is undoubtedly that of the President of the United States. I worked for President Trump. I was a speechwriter for the Vice President in his administration, and despite some of people's comments, to work for the Vice President Pence was to work for President Trump. That's what we were there to do. I'm very excited for many of the things that the next administration is talking about. I have some serious concerns as well, but we shall see. And I want to ask all of you to pray for wisdom for the president. I was talking about how the vice presidency is a very arduous office. You face all sorts of curveballs and political maneuverings and power plays and nasty people in D.C. Well, if that's the vice presidency, you can only imagine what it's like for the president of the United States. And so we want to pray for President Trump's protection. We want to pray that this prayer for wisdom is not only granted, that wisdom is not only granted to him because of our prayers, but that he himself will be constantly praying for this wisdom that comes from above, as the Apostle James says. Like I said, we live in very interesting, even dark times, and he is at the helm of what continues to be the most powerful country in the world, which is the United States of America. So we pray for the president, we wish him Godspeed, and we are very much hoping that he is at the helm and conducts himself in our nation's affairs with wisdom and understanding and discernment. So, Mr. President, we wish you the very, very, very best, and we are praying for you arduously. So a quick reminder of why we pray the Rosary. There's three basic reasons. One, to keep the faith. Second, repentance and moral renovation. And third, conversions. And remember, we've got six biblical themes that are undergirding what this Great Rosary Campaign is about. First, we're praying for our brethren. Second, we pray for our enemies. Third, we pray for our leaders and those in authority. Fourth, we go into battle with the Ark, and Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant, as Israel went around Jericho for 7 days with the old Ark and then blew the trumpets. And on the seventh day, the walls came tumbling down. We are going to pray with the new Ark before our Lord. We're starting on Sunday, and on the seventh day, Saturday, which is a uniquely Marian day, we are hoping and praying that her prayers are able to deliver some extraordinary graces for those who are praying for, in this case, President-elect and former President Trump. And so that's what we mean, going to battle with the Ark. The fifth one is that evangelism and apologetics is not just arguments, but it's four ingredients. One, love; two, arguments; three, prayer; and four, penance. If we don't use all four of these, then we Catholics are selling our evangelistic and apologetic efforts short. We need to be undergirded by love, love of God above all things, and love of creatures for the sake of the love of God. We need to make good arguments. A lot of people only focus on this, which is really not good. We need to pray. We need to pray for our enemies, pray for our friends. We need to pray for everybody. That's, Scripture is very clear about this. And finally, we need to do penance, which means we need to fast for them. We need to make sacrifices for them. This is something that nobody can stop us from doing, and yet it's a great act of love that is very pleasing to God to do this for those who we hope to see convert. And then sixth and finally, for the biblical themes, we want to return good for evil. I'm sure many of you, I know I have, whenever we talk about the rosary, we get accused, usually from Protestants, of engaging in, you know, idolatry, of worshiping Mary as a goddess. Of course, it's inaccurate and slanderous and whatnot, but a lot of these people don't know better. And even for those who do know better, we still want to return good for evil. Our Lord says in Scripture that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. So if you experience anything like that when it comes to talking about the Great Rosary Campaign or praying the rosary, return good for evil, say something kind, say we're praying for you. Make it clear that we're asking Our Lady to pray to Jesus for them. We're not praying to her as if she herself is able to give the graces. No, we're praying, we're asking her, we're praying. The old English term means to request. We are praying to her, requesting her to pray, again, requesting from her to Jesus, because she is our great prayer warrior. You know, who doesn't want a prayer warrior in their corner? That's what Our Lady is. She's the greatest prayer warrior in the messianic, fulfilled messianic Davidic kingdom of God, which reigns from heaven. And all of us, if we maintain the faith to the end, will be in for eternal life. And so, she is our great prayer warrior. And just like there are any friends we have on this earth who are prayer warriors, who we would ask for their prayers, we ask Our Lady for the same thing. It's, in its essence, it's fundamentally no different, except she's the highest one in God's kingdom. So just remember all those six themes as we do the Great Rosary Campaign, especially this week as we pray very, very importantly for President Donald Trump and also J.D. Vance and everybody else in the new administration. So with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.